Give it up.
Woohoo!
So this month of January has been a really inspiring time of listening to testimonies. And as we do that too, we actually hear, you know, how God in his great love has been evidenced in the lives of those who share. And it's been fantastic. And so we've got a wonderful lineup for you again today. Next month in February, we're going to be starting a new chapter, adventure. I'm really excited. Anyway, I'm trying to measure my excitement because you know how sometimes you can just go bleh, and it gets a bit lost and no one really understands. You're excited too, good. I really sense that God is inviting us, all of us, into an amazing adventure that's going to start. Well, it's already started, but we're going to start talking about it in February, and I see it going for this year and the years to follow. But it is super fantastic. And so please come and join. And maybe you're visiting here today. Maybe you have your own church, so please feel blessed to go back to your church. But if you're not sure or you're questioning or I don't know, really ask God, God, that little adventure thing that Maria mentioned, is that something that you would want us to investigate or try out? And see what Holy Spirit says. I heard a great little phrase a few weeks back from a man with great wisdom. Let's have an adventure before dementia. So I'm thinking, yeah, I'm up for that. All right. So that's what's coming up. So today we have a great lineup and we are going to kickstart it off with Jessica Richards. Come on down, Jess. We are so super excited. Bless you.
Thank you. This is a bit different to a classroom because you're all mostly older than me. I'm Jess Lee, for those who don't know me, and I've been coming here for about 2 years. And when I first started here, actually, I hadn't been to church for about over 5 years. Had a really bad experience in another church, and I was like, nah. And then I started teaching, and I started at a Christian school, and a requirement was to be at a church. And I was like, oh, if that's not a push from God, I don't know what is. And so I was like, oh, where do I go? Where do I go? And I was thinking, and I was trying to work out different churches, and I'm like, oh, what's in the area? And I was at an engagement party, and Holly was there, and she goes, my church is having an opening next weekend. Do you want to come on? And I was like, all right, that sounds really good. And so he just kind of opened up that door through Holly to come here, and I was really, well, not this church, the other one. And I was really nervous, and but I rocked up, and I still remember Toe's sermon, and it was about being I think it was flies or fleas in a little jar, and I was like, wow, this is unique, this is something. And I was like, whoa, I've never had a church that I could like actually picture myself, and I felt like I was a little flea in that jar, and I just needed to open up that lid and actually attempt to jump out again into church. And so I started going again and started my first year teaching, which was really hard, but, you know, got through it, and it became like a nice place to come and go, oh, I've just had a big week, but it's nice to have lots of people to refresh with. And during that year, I also was able to experience lots of prayer, which was really cool because other churches I've been to, you know, they pray at Easter camps and, you know, those events, but they don't really pray like we do, like every service, which I think is really special. I remember, I think it was my first year here, I can't remember particularly, but I remember being in a lot of pain on a Sunday. I woke up and my back, I just couldn't walk. I was in so much pain. You know, even going to the bathroom, I was like trying not to scream in pain. And Holly's like, oh, are you coming to church? And I was like, no, I'm not. And she goes, oh, I can drive you. It's fine. I'm like, I can't make it to a car, let alone sit in a service. So she's like, oh, that's okay. Like, you know, it happens. And I, like, it was so much pain. Like, I've never had much back issues, but I, like, not being able to walk, I was like, oh, I'm going to have to call in sick to work, and I'm not going to be able to. I was a PE teacher back then. I'm not now, and I'm glad about that. But you know, going to work as a PE teacher and not being able to move is not really a great idea. And Holly was like, oh, I'll pray for you at church. And I was like, oh, thank you. And I was like, oh, cool, cool prayer. You know, I'm sure, you know, we'll see what happens. And in while lying in bed, I was just over the pain, so I decided to take a nap. I love my naps. I took a nap and I woke up and I was like, oh, you know what? As soon as I woke up, I was like, oh, I'm feeling a lot better. This is great. Oh, Holly doesn't need to pray for me anymore. That's fine. I'm good. And I, she checked in on me and she goes, oh, how's it going? And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm feeling all better. And she goes, oh, what time did that happen? And I said, 5 p.m. Huh, that's the time that I prayed for you at church. And I was like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. And I never had healing from God like that before. And I thought it was really cool to have, like, even someone at church, not even, like, in the same place as me, was able to pray, and I'd get all this healing in a completely different area, which is pretty awesome. And I was like, whoa, this prayer is really cool. Like, I'd prayed, but I don't close my eyes because I fall asleep sometimes. And here I feel like it's a really cool thing to... Thanks, Mum. And so, and I see everyone else opening their eyes, and Holly was saying that you like seeing what the Holy Spirit's doing to the other person. I was really connected with that, and like, it's okay to pray and have your eyes open. And I thought that was also really cool. But yeah, it really opened my eyes up to prayer and how powerful it is, because before it's like, oh, thanks God for the food, amen. But now it's like, oh God, you know, can you help this person? Or what could you do and use me for this situation? And I've been using prayer more and more. In my own life, like sometimes when I'm driving to work and I have a student on my mind, I'll just, my 6-minute drive to work, and I'll pray for them. And this year I'm trying to tick off a list and try and pray for every student, which will be really fun and something to do for a few minutes in the car. But prayer has been a big thing for me, and I thought, well, if I'm experiencing this, other people can too, so I wanted to share. But I also shared at my school in devotions, and I actually got all the, I told them my story about my back and go, oh, have you been in pain? And they're like, yeah, I've been in pain. And we got all the middle school students to pray for each other. And it was just like a whole Holy Spirit moment. And everyone was like, oh, I haven't really prayed at school. This is kind of like, well, with the little groups. And it was really cool. And then I got to share from that into the senior school, and we got to pray for exams. And yeah, it was been a magical experience, or maybe not magical, spiritual experience, from back from when I, you know, didn't go to church, to coming here and going, oh, this is, you know, a bit different, to now I love to pray, and I think it's a really powerful thing, and that's what I want to share. Yeah.
So one of the things we do is we pass it on, all right? And Revelation say that the testimony of Jesus Christ is a spirit of prophecy. So the Hebrew word for testimony is say, hey, God, can you do it again? So we're going to ask God to do it again by your prayer. So who needs healing? If you can stand and just going to pray a prayer of healing for those who wants healing. One, two. All right. Go for it.
Dear Lord, I pray for each and every single one in this church, but I especially pray for the people standing who might be in a bit of pain, if that's back or legs or mental or however, whatever kind of pain they're in. And I really pray that you actually place your hand of healing on them. And I pray that you're able to just circulate them and bring that healing to them, even if it's not right now, but start that healing process so they're able to get a deep breath and not feel in pain and be able to just relax and be able to have their body just to relax and sit in the place where it's meant to be. Amen.
Amen. That's good. Yes, that's good. So the next one we're going to have is a special young lady. Would you like to come? I was going to say this is the first time, but I, well, all right, all right. That's so beautiful. All right. And you already know that what you're doing is to give glory to Jesus. All right. So we were relating a story that you got so excited that you couldn't sleep, and then you share with Marie and I. Would you like to start off with what's that story and what happened in the camp?
Yeah, so I went to a Christian Endeavors camp, sea camp, which was fun. And we had this challenge night, and the speaker there was talking about how we're like lights, and we're like in a house, and and you know how at nighttime all the lights shine out of the windows? Sometimes I felt like I was like closing my blinds and stuff, which was like at school and in many places, and I felt like I didn't really connect with God as much. I mean, like, you know how lights shine onto each other, even when they're not turned on, if they're really close? Like, I've been born into a Christian family, and they shine their lights on me. But I felt like my light still wasn't on. But then at the camp, they just switched it on for me. They helped me turn it on, and now I feel ready to shine my light. So after, we went into small groups, and I just saw God, and I collapsed and started crying, and there was this vision that I got, which was of this ocean, and I was drowning. And then there was Jesus there as well. He was on this raft, not a big boat. It was just a raft made out of sticks. And he came and pulled me out of the water and onto the raft with him. And then lots of other people prayed for me, all the leaders and stuff. And then I had another vision. This time it was me walking on the water towards Jesus' raft. So, yeah.
So I'm just going to ask you a few questions. So you felt like your light was not shining through and you were inside and your blindness being pulled down. And then there's an experience of like drowning and then Jesus kind of rescue you. So you're now the light of the world and you're being rescued by Jesus. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you saw yourself walking on water. So it's like nothing is impossible now.
Yeah.
Because Jesus is with you. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right? So one of the things I was thinking about this story is Jesus show up to you as a rescuer.
Yeah.
Isn't it? He rescue you. Yeah. And then he redeem you. So redeem is a big word. Means he put a value in you and say, Micaiah, you're as good as me. I walk on water, you can walk on water. So I want you to pray for all these people who needs Jesus to come to their life as a rescuer, because some of them might feel like they're drowning or they're in the dark. Because when you were in the dark, you didn't feel good, did you?
Yeah.
You didn't feel connected.
Yeah.
Okay. And then also pray that Jesus will redeem them,
yeah,
which means make them precious.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do it.
Dear Lord, I pray that everyone in this room would just feel the presence of God in the darkness when there's no light and you feel alone, and the light will just come and you'll be redeemed and saved. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's good. That's good. Now everyone can clap. Now you go. Well done.
Well done, love it.
All right, you can.
I feel like I've been a bit duped. That was a hard act to follow. Thanks for sharing, Mikhail. So Dad just asked me to share today, and he told me to kind of reflect on the last few years and kind of share from my life and share from, I guess, just the journeys of just walking with God and walking in, I guess, Korea. So for me, I graduated uni at the end of 2019, and I was fortunate enough to get a job starting 2020. So I was excited. Moving to Sydney, I felt like this is where God was calling me. He had opened up this door. He had opened up other doors as well, but I felt like God was saying, all right, Sydney, new life, new things, exciting new job, cool, move there, then COVID. And it's like, you know, I was expecting something a little bit different there. And so, and in that, it was like, all right, didn't know what was going on. At that time, people were like, oh, COVID, it'll just be a week, it'll just be 2 weeks, no worries, back to work. And, you know, the opportunity arose for me to come back to Adelaide and be with my parents rather than being in the apartment. And for me, so for a lot of people, that's kind of an obvious, yeah, go back to Adelaide, easy. But for me, I really wanted to pray about it because, you know, I felt like this is where God's calling me to. I want to take that seriously. And even if it doesn't make sense, I want to be faithful in that. But in that, I felt like God was calling me back to Adelaide. But I still kind of felt like, all right, God has put that on my heart to go to Sydney, to do these things. But for now, back to Adelaide. And, you know, a year later, because it wasn't just a couple of weeks, I tried going back to Sydney again. And I was there for a month, going good. And then, oh, second wave of COVID. Oh, fantastic. Love that, don't we? And, you know, again, you know, I was given an opportunity to come back to Adelaide. And this time it was like, you know, we had a bit more of an idea what we were getting into. You know, the borders were locking down. You know, I basically had the opportunity to come back to Adelaide or potentially I'd kind of be stuck in Sydney. And when I was praying about it, I felt like God said, all right, stick it out a little bit, you know, stay in Sydney. So there I was, little Daniel in a little travel lodge, just a very small room for a couple of months. And then, you know, God eventually opened the doors for me to come back to Adelaide again. And I think in that, you know, throughout the last few years, there's been a lot of uncertainty, a lot of instability. I think, you know, a lot of people have felt that with COVID and having plans change and having things disrupted. And I think for me, like a big part of that was trying to be faithful with what God's putting on my heart, but also trying to see what he's doing in the moment as well. And I think a really great kind of story from the Bible is with Abraham and Isaac. So for those who don't know, you know, Abraham was called to essentially kill his son, sacrifice his son. And at the very last moment, God was like, no, chill out, don't need to do that. But, you know, thanks for the thought. And, you know, I think it's a really great story because it really gives us a really clear example of where, you know, God calls us to do something, and then there's also a second calling in that. And you can imagine if Abraham was like, no, God, you said to sacrifice Isaac, I'm just going to do it, you know, and going through with that. So I think it's really important, you know, even though we take hold of what God calls us to do, we're still open and loose with that calling as well. And I think for me, you know, I tried to do that in the 3 years, but I also think in some parts I missed it as well. Because I think when I was in Adelaide, it was like, oh, I'll be back in Sydney in a month. I'll be back in Sydney in a couple of weeks, you know. I'm not going to worry about, you know, investing in a life here. I'm going to wait till I get back to Sydney. And I think for me, there was a lot of missed opportunities in that. And I think as well through the uncertainty, it's easy to get distracted. It's easy to be stressed. I know with work, you know, sometimes I can be like, yeah, I want to go, you know, I want to work hard. I want to work well, which I think is also important. And I think we're all called to do that. But I think also we can get distracted by it. And there are different things that are also important to us. So for me, like a big part of it is, you know, we want to be living sacrifices of God. And I love the parable of the 10 talents because it's about being faithful and being stewardful with what we have. And it's not about how many talents we start with, but it's what we do with it. And especially for the variation in Matthew, when the nobleman comes back, I think, the reward for all those who invested was the same, you know, enjoy in my kingdom, I think. I'm paraphrasing, don't quote me on that. And it wasn't that the person with the 10 talents received a greater blessing afterwards, more than the person with the 5 talents, they received the same, at least in the Matthew one. The Luke one's a little bit different. I think that's really cool. But then, you know, it is also important to be focused on different things in different seasons as well. Because, you know, whilst it is good to work, whilst it is good to do these things, there is a time and place for different things. And like a story that I really love is with Martha and Mary, when Jesus was visiting Martha's house and Martha was in the kitchen, you know, preparing things, doing good things, doing things that we need to do. And, you know, she kind of got a little bit jealous of Mary, really, and so like, come on, Jesus, tell Mary to help out. And Jesus is like, nah, Mary chose right. You chose wrong, man. So suck it up a little bit. But I think it's really good. And that's kind of what I had to share. I was told just to share, so I didn't do too much more. But hopefully that's good. Yeah. Also, yeah, thank you. I was just going to say happy birthday to Dad, you know, as well. Yeah, just throw it out there.
Thank you. So I estimate there was 3 mini sermon in there. So great sharing. So, you know, I think the beauty about the body of Christ is we all have a voice. And I just love Micaiah's excitement of having this opportunity, not shrinking back. And that's what we want to see. The Holy Spirit in each of us are full. You know, don't wait till you have gray hair like me. Then you kind of, oh, maybe I'll share a bit. You know, and then just, you know, I always love you being real. You know, you're always so real, like, nah, don't want to do that. You know, it's like, that's too churchy, you know, weird stuff. But your encounter is so real. It's like, you know, I'll have a go at it. And then you're like, whoa, wow, that's different. And then you start getting into it. You know, it's like, oh, I can do this now. You know, and then get other people involved. So then you'll have a different experience because as parents, obviously, we watch his difficulty. You know, and then we have to step back because he keeps saying, no, I have to listen to my father. Yes, you are my father, but I have to listen to my father. So just pray for people that they will trust God and be faithful and keep steadfast, but at the same time being flexible to flow where the Spirit moves. You know, Abraham and Isaac, you know, I like that, isn't it? Most people will go,
Lord, we thank you for today. Thank you that we can come together and share with one another and share with you, Lord. Father, we just pray that you would give us ears to hear and help us hear what you speak to us, Lord, and help us to have the confidence that we can hear you, Lord. Help us to be faithful in what you call us to, Lord, but help us to be dynamic in that. Help us to hear when you say things and help us to hold on to it, but hold on to it with open hands, Lord. And be willing to adjust and be willing to change, Lord. And Father, help us to remember as well that you are good, that you love us, and that you're in control. And, you know, if that's true, then what do we need to fear? What do we need to stress about? That's right. And Lord, we just thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Awesome. We have an opportunity to partner now with, so if the worship team can come up, that would be great, to partner with what's been going on. And, you know, we're speaking of to the goodness of God that's happened. And sometimes we listen to stuff and think, oh, yeah, but that might happen to them. It doesn't happen to me. And little lies and doubts start to creep in. But we want to partner with the goodness of God today, don't we? And so as we sing this song, let's again allow ourselves to look at the words and have it be a declaration and a prayer of our heart.